Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the holy month of Ramadan, and what do we do to really take full advantage of this holy month of Ramadan? In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. So, dear listeners, we've been talking about the holy month of Ramadan and how it is such a beautiful month, a blessed month, a holy month, a month which is a month like no other. Its days are the best of days, its nights are the best of nights, its hours are the best of hours. In the eyes of Allah, the holy month of Ramadan is the best of months. We find a very beautiful statement from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Islam, who says, O people, the month of Allah has come with His mercies and blessings, and you have been given an opportunity in this holy month to receive the honors from Allah, the Merciful. Dear friends, truly, this holy month brings wonderful opportunities for one and for all, opportunities to gain spiritual and even worldly benefits, opportunities for us to make a change in our lives, to ask for forgiveness, and to return back towards our loving Creator, Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. We find that the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, says, Praise be to Allah who ordained this month, the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, the month of Islam, the month of purity, the month of purification, and the month of prayers. In this very beautiful manner, we find that the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Sajjad, peace and blessings upon him, has told us in such a simple manner so many different and beautiful aspects of the holy month of Ramadan. It is the month of fasting, it is the month of Islam, it is a month in which we can purify ourselves, and a very subtle point, it is the month in which we can request prayers from Allah. And we know it is difficult to fast in this holy month. It is difficult to remain hungry and thirsty. But we have a very encouraging statement from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, who says, Whoever is prevented from food that he or she likes because of their fasting, Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the Beneficent, the Merciful, will feed them from the food of heaven and from the drink of heaven, all due to these blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
The existence of stress and anxiety inside of our life is by no means a reflection of poor iman, or is an expression of us being unthankful towards Allah, or is an expression of us denying Allah, not relying on Allah. No. Because I've seen some people that when life does kind of become heavy sometimes, when life is bound to get heavy, And they can feel the weight, the internal weight of stress and anxiety coming. And then you couple that with the spiritual guilt that one has, that, oh my God, you know, I shouldn't be even having these thoughts because I've been blessed with so much. And no doubt, gratitude is a huge portion of us getting through our moments of anxiety and stress. It's heavy on the insan, on the human being. When not only that particular moment that you're going through now is in front of you, that's causing your BP to go up and your stress and anxiety to go up and your heart to race and you're shaking, people are sweating. On top of that, then you feel this huge amount of guilt. I'm just not a good servant of God, right? All of that, you know, is debilitating for a person sometimes. I'll look at this idea of fear and grief in the Quran. It's two emotions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a lot in the Quran. Some of the greatest people in history having moments of stress and anxiety. It's okay to be stressed. It's okay to feel anxious. It doesn't mean that you're not relying on Allah or you're ungrateful towards Allah. It doesn't mean that at all. The first example I'll give you is the mother of Nabi Musa. As many of you know, that when his mother gave birth to him, gave birth to him at a time where the situation was such that Fir'aun was told by his advisors that his ultimate demise, the destruction of his palace, will be done by a member of the Bani Israel tribe and will be born any day now. So his command, his hukum was that he would assign a midwife to all those who were pregnant in the land, in Egypt. And her job, the midwife, was to report to the two soldiers that would accompany her to tell them if it's a boy or if it's a girl. If it's a girl, she was left alone. If the newborn was a male, he would be killed on the spot. Now, in this situation, the mother of Musa, where some have named her as Jochebed is a very Old Testament name. Sometimes in old traditional Arabic, Yuqabid is also a name that we have heard of the mother of Musa, but the Quran refers to her as Umm Musa, the mother of Musa. There's no name given. When the moment comes that she now gives birth, the midwife now sees Nabi Musa as a newborn son, Allah says, I place love for you, meaning Musa, in the hearts of others. So the moment that the midwife sees the newborn baby boy, she's mesmerized by him, completely taken back by him. She couldn't bring herself to go outside, tell the guards that the newborn was a male or a boy, because of course they would kill that boy. Instead, she brings out a cloth that looked like it was filled with blood and said, you know what, it was a miscarriage. There was no birth of any baby. And when the mother of Musa realized this, she knew something was very special. At that moment, an inspiration happens, a wahi comes down. Not the wahi that the prophets receive, but nonetheless an inspiration, right? The Quran says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ, right? We have inspired the mother of Musa to place him inside of the river. فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. The verse says, in Surah Qasas, that place him in the river. Now I want you to understand this for a moment. And then right after the moment that hukam comes from Allah to place him in the river, he then says, فَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't grieve and don't fear. Now imagine for a moment this mother now giving birth to a child in that era, in that chaotic era, in that era of tension, and then asked now to somehow place this newborn child into this basket, in box, right? Whatever, I mean, the Arabic in the Quran is tabut, right? Whatever that tabut was, be it a small box or a basket, into this massively free-flowing Nile River, not knowing what will happen. Not knowing. She's not masum, right? Doesn't have ibn al-ghayb. She has no idea what's going to happen. But she does it. And then Allah, right away after that, says, don't grieve and don't fear. يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجود والإحسان ثبت قلبي على الإيمان أرجو عفوك والغفران اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. This is Foresight, Holy Month of Ramadan. We had just talked about in the previous segment how this holy month has so many opportunities and mercy and blessings and forgiveness. Truly, it is an honor and a blessing from Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, that we are able to witness and fast in this holy month of Ramadan. We also talked about how the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, talked about that the holy month of Ramadan is the month of Islam, the month of purification, and the month of prayers. We also talked about how the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said to us, "Don't worry if we don't eat and drink from the food that we like because we are fasting in this holy month. Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, will feed us from the food and the drinks of heaven." The Holy Prophet has also told us, dear friends, that this holy month of Ramadan, if we fast in this month as ordained by Allah, every breath that we take has the reward of tasbih, of glorification of Allah. Meaning, every time we breathe while we're fasting, breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and breathe out. In reality, this is the glorification of Allah. It is the worship of Allah, even to just take a breath in this holy month. And furthermore, we are told that our sleep, even in this holy month, has the reward of worship. The Holy Prophet also says in his welcome message of the holy month of Ramadan that our good deeds are rewarded more than usual and our du'as are accepted. In this segment, this is something special that I want to talk about: du'a, supplication, praying, requesting from Allah. In this holy month, this is one of the most recommended things to be done, which is to request Allah our needs, to ask Allah for the things that we need, whether they are worldly things or, more importantly, spiritual things. We should request Allah, do dua, do supplications, not just the supplications that have been recommended in the Arabic with their translation, but we must also do the supplications which emanate from our own hearts. Have a one-on-one conversation with your loving Lord, Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And one of the special times in which prayer is accepted, we find in the words of Imam Ali, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali says, "The prayer, the dua, the supplication of a fasting person at the time of iftar, at the time of breaking the fast in the evening, is never rejected." The holy month of Ramadan.
With hope in our eyes, we search through the skies, waiting for our old friend. With loved ones nearby and our spirits high, a blessed time.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ramadan.